Now, D-U-Z, Duz, brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Duz, the new kind of soap that does everything best. You know, yesterday I interviewed some ladies in front of our neighborhood store. And when I told one of them I was the Duz reporter, she said...
Duz reporter. Oh, you mean the soap.
Sure, the new kind of soap. Have you heard the news that Duz does everything best?
Well, I've heard Duz does everything.
Ah, but now it's everything best. That's been proved by wash day tests against a number of leading soaps. Look, how many wash day soaps do you think there are?
Oh, 10 maybe?
More than that.
15?
Well, 15 probably is more soaps than most people ever see. But there were actually 25 different soaps in these tests.
What were the tests supposed to prove?
Which soap was best. So all 25 were tested for the things you want most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, together with greatest safety for colors. And only Duz had a perfect score for the whole combination.
That's a lot to say.
But it's true. Compared to Duz, some soaps were inferior on whiteness. Duz got towels whiter than soap after soap. Some soaps missed out on safety for the nice colors you wash. But Duz actually leaves your pretty slip brighter. And no soap scored higher than Duz for getting grimy work clothes clean easy. No hard scrubbing. Now, honestly, what more could you ask of any wash day soap?
Well, you've got me there.
You see, for whiteness, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors combined, this new kind of soap tested best. Better try it. Duz does everything and does it best. Now Duz invites you to visit the Goldbergs. Like the needle on a compass, Molly's whole being is pulled in only one direction, toward Jake, wherever he may be. Even now, as David and Rosie help her get settled in her room at the Hillcrest Rest Home, Molly's thoughts are all of Jake. It is no comfort to her to know that Joe Ellis is scouting Greensville for a clue. Molly still feels that she herself should be out searching. The Greensville police are also on Jake's trail, and for the last hour they've been calling the rest home to see whether a Jacob Goldberg was registered there. But Molly doesn't know this. Listen.
Molly, sit here in this chair, brother. Yeah?
Why, David?
From here, from this window, you can see a view.
David, darling, there's only one thing I want to see. I only want to see my Jake. That's all, Dave. That's all.
Molly, if you're going to get a static call, then I'll have to say goodbye. I'll call the nurse.
All right, Dave.
So
sit
here.
All right.
Okay. Look at this patient, this garden. If a person wasn't sick, it would be a pleasure to be here.
I know better pleasures, David.
Not everything is pleasure in life, Molly. I should have to tell you that. Who knows better than you that it takes a little of this and that and that and this to make life? If you don't have this, could you enjoy that? And it takes that to make you endure this. It takes a little rain with the sunshine to make the flowers grow. And a little tears with the laughter to make a person grow.
Rosalie? Yes, no, Mama, you? Who was it on the telephone?
It was Mike Hilton.
Yeah, what?
He just wanted to know what was keeping us so long. Oh.
So we'll go, Molly.
All right.
You won't be lonesome, Mama, darling.
No.
The lady that shares the room with you will be down soon.
Yeah, she'll be down soon, Molly. She's in the salary room.
Solarium, Mama.
All right, Rosalie. All right. So Uncle David
all
could tell her.
Let it be solarium.
The sunroom, so let it be.
Goodbye, Mama, darling.
Goodbye, darling. And then take care of Rosalie Davis, huh?
You have to tell me that.
And Rosalie, take care of Uncle Davis. And try, Mama. Try and see what you can find out about Pop. Yes.
Mama, darling, please, there's a general search out for Pop, and we'll know soon. I know nothing happened to Pop or Mike. I know it because I feel it.
All right, Mama, dear.
You want me to bring you a book to read?
A book? What will I read in a book? I have no patience to look on pictures now. I'm not interested. I can't concentrate now.
Maybe flowers, Molly? What kind of flowers do you like, Molly?
Only the buttercups and the daisies that grow on my hill in back of my kitchen in my beloved lasting bed. Or to be back in Connecticut. Or to be back in
Connecticut.
Well. Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
We better go, Rosalind.
Oh, that's all right, folks. I like company.
You're the other patient?
That's right, sir.
This is Mrs. Goldberg, Molly Goldberg.
Oh, how do you do? I'm Mrs. Tarwell.
Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you.
David is my name. David Romain. Mm-hmm. I'm an uncle to Mrs. Goldberg.
I see.
And this is Rosalind, a daughter of Mrs. Goldberg.
My daughter.
Uh-huh. Well, welcome to Shangri-La.
You're not staying. Only Mrs. Goldberg is staying.
Well, you ought to try it here sometime, Mr. Romain. It's heavenly.
Yeah, you like it?
Like it. I look forward to it each year.
See, Molly? See, you'll enjoy it here. See what Mrs. Tarwell says? Sit down, Mrs. Tarwell.
Oh, thank you.
You're a patient. You shouldn't stand too much.
Here's a chair.
Oh, that's sweet of you, dear.
Are you in for long, Mrs. Goldberg?
Well, not very. For a few days.
Mrs. Goldberg had a shock.
Oh.
All right, David, please. I'm all right.
Of course you are, dear. But, see, you know, Wes never hurt anybody. And does a family woman good to take it easy, everyone? 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 Family woman good to take it easy every once in a while, I always say.
Sure. See, Molly? A little relaxing for a family woman.
Well, with children and a husband to take care of 365 days a year. No Sundays and no holidays. Well, life gets a little hectic sometimes, doesn't it, Mrs. Goldberg? You ought to know.
Me, my children, and my husband.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry I didn't know. Did you just separate from your husband? Those things are always a little hard at first. If you want him back, you'll get him. Was it another woman?
Oh, no, not another woman.
Another woman? Jake?
He just disappeared. Let my husband disappear.
How is that all? Well, that isn't serious, dear. They all do that sooner or later. But they come back. I don't know what it is in men that makes them do things like that, but they do it. Tell you something. He'll be a wiser and a better man, too, Mrs. Goldberg, when he does come back. Just you wait and see if I'm not right.
My father disappeared because...
Oh, I always say the wrong thing, don't I?
Not wrong, Kate. Just not right,
Oh, that's rich, Mr. Romain. And that's me all over, too. You put it better than my husband does. Not wrong, just not right.
Well, I think we'd better go.
Yes, Rosalind, we'll go. Goodbye, Molly. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mama, darling. We'll see you in the morning, and please rest, Mama.
Goodbye, Mrs. Tarver.
Bye. I'm fine, Rosalind. Don't worry.
I won't.
Rosalind, don't worry.
I won't.
And eat, Mama, you. Eat very well, and eat very sensible. Take milk. Take a malt. Double.
Yes. Goodbye. Oh, you shouldn't worry about all those things, Mrs. Goldberg. Just make yourself comfortable.
Yes, I will.
Oh, you're going to like it here, you know. The food's good. You won't have a thing to think about. Won't have to worry about red points or blue points. You get steak once a week. And chicken on Sunday. Everything comes to you on a tray. Don't have to worry about who's going to wash the dishes or a thing. Now, cheer up.
I don't mind washing dishes. I love it. I love to cook, too.
Well, you're out of this world. Say, how about getting a new kimono or something? Do you play gin?
Gin?
You know, gin rummy.
Oh.
Cards.
No, thank you very much.
Oh, come on. Tell you what, we can play for second portion.
What do you mean?
Well, the first portions are awfully small. I don't like getting hungry in the middle of the night. So we can play for second, see? Whoever wins gets second portion. All right?
No, well, at the moment, maybe a little late.
Oh, come on now. Say, listen, no man's worth all that worry.
Rosalind, what is it? Something?
No, but the visiting hours are an hour later tomorrow, so don't worry.
So don't worry, Molly.
Oh,
don't
all
worry.
Right?
All right, darling. Goodbye, Mama.
Goodbye, Mama.
Goodbye.
And
Mama.
Please rest, Martha.
Yeah, I'll rest.
Please.
Very well.
All right, Mama.
Rosalind. Is that what Mike Hilton wants, huh?
Nothing, Uncle David, only what I told you.
Oh, I thought maybe you heard something about Papa.
No.
We have to take the elevator to go down, no?
I think the elevator's down this floor.
So ask the nurse.
I'll find it, Uncle David.
Why do you ask?
Nurse?
Yes?
Nurse, where are the elevators, please?
Down the hall, on to your left.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Yes. I told you to wait.
Hold that elevator, please. Hold it. Take the line going down.
Too late. You just missed that one.
Oh,
hello there. My, you're looking well. Now, you be a good boy.
Did you hear what Miss Evans said?
Mm-hmm.
Now, give me a great big smile.
That's it. Now, take care of yourself now. We don't want to see you back here again.
You never will. I shouldn't have been here in the first place.
But you're feeling all right.
Thank you.
Uh-uh. Now, let's not miss this elevator. Come on, Jerky.
Goodbye, Mr. Goldberg. I do hope you find your wife.
If I don't, I'll be back here for good.
Well, this is good news indeed. Jake Goldberg is alive. Alive and under the same roof as Molly. But Jake is being discharged while Molly has only just been admitted. Will fate tear them apart again? You know, whenever we're used to doing things just one way, it takes a pretty big jolt to start us thinking differently. Well, that's the effect the news about does have. When folks heard how tests against 25 different wash day soaps proved does everything best in the wash and in the dishpan, too, they said,
have I been missing something? Maybe I'm using the wrong soap.
Now just think. Not one of those soaps can match all does for dishes. This new kind of soap leads them all with its combination. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done, faster suds for cutting grease, along with greater kindness to your hands. Why, most soaps couldn't compare with Dove for kindness to hands. It leaves them soft and smooth.
Say, that is something.
Dove gets to work on grease quicker, too. There's no hard scouring.
That's okay with me.
Dove gives you more suds, faster, longer-lasting suds, so there's no need to keep adding soap. You see, in the dishpan, too, does everything and does it best. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by DUZ, Does. Molly disagrees with her doctor's recommendations and doesn't wait to tell him. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does. The soap that does everything best. We can't win just half a war. After Germany comes Japan. So keep on saving used kitchen fat. It's still badly needed.